It is the second annual Fort Worth Stockyards Patriot Roundup, of course, happening right there at Cowtown Coliseum. Coming up with Hank FM, very honored to be a part of this again. Actually, on Thursday, it's going to happen here. We have a whole, well, it's a foundation, so we have numerous people that are involved with this, but from the Air Power Foundation, getting ready for the Patriot Roundup. Please, names, titles, and everybody step up to the microphone right here, because we have numerous folks here in the Hank studio.
Hi, good morning. My name is Kevin Folland. I am the founder and chairman of the Patriot Roundup.
Very good.
Hello, Melissa Dobby. I'm the executive director for the Air Power Foundation.
Good morning. I'm Chris Coriel. I'm the CEO of Coriel Roofing and a board member for Air Power Foundation.
You two gentlemen are tall, and I'm sorry I put the microphone way up too high. I'm sorry. Okay.
She's tall on the inside, okay?
Well, as we get ready for this, first of all, those that may not be familiar, this is the second annual of the event, but let's talk about the mission, the purpose behind it, the Air Power Foundation.
Yeah, the Air Power Foundation is a 501c3. We've been around for over 25 years. And we support our past, present, and future military. So we support locally the NASJRB, and we do a lot of work with the food pantry there. We also work with our veterans, providing opportunities for service dogs, retreats, counseling, because, you know, we have to take care of our veterans.
Absolutely. Amen.
And then we also invest in our future. So we do a lot with some of the underserved communities with our junior ROTC. So we like to provide some opportunities for them to come out and present the colors. We provide some scholarships for them because they're going to be our future leaders. So Air Power needs to invest in them, and so does our community.
Wow, fantastic. How do people find out more just about Air Power and the mission behind it?
Yeah, so you can follow us on our socials, Air Power Foundation, or you can go to our website at airpowerfoundation.org.
And second year of this, great venue, love it, Cowtown Coliseum. Tell us about the Patriot Roundup there, Mr. Founder Man.
Well, you know, I am a hometown boy. You know, I grew up here, and one of the biggest things is I have to give a shout out to Taylor Sheridan and the and all he's done within the community and Fort Worth, and also bringing awareness to the Native Americans and their culture. And with us as Air Power Foundation, you know, we focus on our veterans. So, you know, it's a long time coming, but one of the biggest things through my friend JP Guana, Jeremy, he's also on 1923 and 1886, and also The Chosen. He's a really close friend of mine, and I've just been feeling very empowered for honoring Native American veterans. So with us, we've asked Moses Brings Plenty to come in and be our keynote speaker and also bring awareness to the veteran programs. So with that, this theme for this year is we are honoring the Native American veterans. I mean, it's like I said, a long time coming. And like I said, I gave a special shout out because the awareness of this is through Taylor Sheridan and his business partners to bring that awareness on the big screens. So I haven't met him, and I'm looking forward to one day meeting him and shaking his hand, but this is how we are going to be honoring them at this event this year.
Very nice. We have it on good account that he listens. And Mo Brings Plenty as your featured guest and speaker, too. He's been a lot around the area, certainly with all the Sheridan Productions going on, but he's been involved in a lot of the rodeoing and the cutting and the NFR we've seen in him at a bunch of things.
That's correct. And, you know,
does he live around here?
Well, he lives up in Kansas, and okay. He's coming down. Actually, he's going to be driving down here within the next 24 hours. You know, the PBR is a big thing here in Fort Worth and up in Oklahoma City. And Brandon Bates actually is going to be our master of ceremonies. And so Brandon's coming down. He's with the PBR, and he's also a CEO of one of the teams up in Oklahoma. And so we're excited to have him down for this event as well. But I know there's a lot of synergy going along, a lot of relationships, a lot of our own personal circles are coming in and investing this time for this community and the veteran programs and Air Power Foundation, which I've been a volunteer for the last 14 years. And I'm totally 100% into that program and all the great things that they've done. And a little shout out, though. The program, actually, Air Power Council was the one, and these were the local people, Frank Kent, all of the old, I want to say old, all of the founders of Fort Worth has been invested in this since in the 1950s through Bardwell Air Force Base at the time to take care of the local veterans. And that's how Air Power Foundation came to exist. through the Air Power Council. So thank you to the council as well for starting this program for such a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. History certainly runs deep right here. And, you know, a mission that and the work that goes all throughout the ages, all throughout the year as well. So this is a fantastic event, focal point of this. How are some other ways, and why did you get involved, too, to help the foundation?
Coriel Roofing is a commercial roofing contractor, and we serve all over the South. We do a lot of work in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Tennessee. And what makes this so special for us is obviously our military, our veterans. We key in on that. We've got a lot of people inside of our company that are military. And so we want to honor them, represent them, support them as much as we possibly can. But what makes this event so unique is that it features Native American. And we're a woman-owned, minority-owned company. So my wife, Teresa, is Choctaw Native American from Oklahoma. So we kind of get to double dip on this when we get to take care of our veterans and our military, but we also get to take care of Native American veterans and military. So it's a special event for us.
You go through the Air Power Foundation. That's okay. How we promote and get everything out. And like I just want to also just reemphasize, it's all about relationships. And Chris and I had met years ago up in Oklahoma City when I was stationed up at Tinker. And, you know, he came in and sponsored one of our tables for the Navy Ball. And in that relationship, he just so happened to be sitting next to Keith Mundy from American Hat Company, who was a good friend of mine as well, with Susan Maddox and the Maddox family. So that relationship came, and then, you know, we got American Hat as our title sponsor. I got Chris Coriel as our presenting sponsor with Coriel Roofing and Teresa, Chris and Teresa. So, you know, that just those relationships just keep building and building on something such great as being able, like I said, to have this opportunity to honor our Native American veterans and veteran community as a whole and their families. Don't forget their families. Yeah.
And I just wanted to throw in, I've been trying to be a mental health advocate for several years. And I just wanted to point out that the community you're serving is so, so very important and really largely underserved, especially when you're talking about potential suicide. We all know retired men, our biggest, highest risk group, teenage men right after that. So what a gorgeous way to just come on in. You know, guys, you need to be masculine. You need to show that man card, but mental health is health. So it's also super duper important to remember. So thank you for representing that.
No, and another thing is everybody is affected, and everybody has a part of a veteran, whether it's their family, their grandfather, their aunt, mm-hmm. their uncle, their brother, their sister. So everybody that I've met, I have not met one person who has not had a veteran in their family. So we're all a family, every single one of us. So that's another thing to keep in perspective as well, because every time you walk down these streets, there's someone in that family that's either given their lives or given their time to protect this beautiful nation.
We did a walk in throughout the month of June, and it was to raise awareness for veteran suicide and for PTSD. And so through the month of June, people walk 22 miles because that's the number every mm-hmm. single day, right? That a veteran will
die by suicide.
Absolutely. And so through the awareness and the efficacy and the money that we raised, we're actually giving a service dog away to a veteran at the Patriot Roundup. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that is so phenomenal, because people don't understand what the, you know, it's not just buying a vest on Amazon. It's such an immense process to create these animals that are so intuitive and just such a blessing and such great medicine.
It's you know, sometimes it's a difference between life and death. I mean, I know that's mm-hmm. a hard topic, but that's the reality, and that's what we're dealing with. And so we really try to educate the community and let people know, because I think if more people knew that this was a challenge, I think people would step up and support our veterans in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm. In my family, we have a saying, you know, is what I try to teach my children. You need to learn to talk about hard things. Mm-hmm. It's not pretty and it's not fun, but this is one of those things that absolutely needs to be addressed, especially for one of our most precious resources, not only the veterans that have already served, but the young men and women that are coming up.
Taking care of those that certainly take care of us, our country, our freedom as well. And it's a big way to do that coming up this Thursday, Fort Worth Stockyards Patriot Roundup, right in the heart of the Stockyards, our home away from home, Countdown Coliseum. Benefits the Air Power Foundation. You can find more about it, because tickets and tables are available for purchase. airpowerfoundation.org. Appreciate you guys coming in. We had the whole foundation today. I know there's a lot more behind this too, but very excited about this event. Very honored to be a part of it too.
Well, thank you. And like I said, it was a great flight from Hawaii to be here, and I'm happy to be here. And it's a great day to be a pioneer.
There you go. When do you get to go back?
I fly back on Monday.
All right. I can fit in an overhead.
Come on with it.
All right, there you
go. I have a closet in my space for you to live.